This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
FUBAR!
I'm Vicky Stone and I am in your ears! That's it, I'm just in your ears. It's the Friday night show. This is Infinity Guitars and Sleigh Bells, and it's not even Christmas.
FUBAR! Giving radio the finger.
Hello, it's the Friday Night Show. I'm Vicky Stone, and I'm here with my co-host, Pippa Duffy.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Pippa. Nice to have you back.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Been a few weeks.
Oh, have you missed me?
I have missed you, Pippa.
I knew it. That's the only reason I wasn't here. I was free. I was at home. I just thought, I'll let her miss me for a little while. It's good for you.
And I did. Just for the listener at home, just in case they don't know, because they might not know. But you have previously worked with some of the biggest, well, one of the biggest radio superstars.
Do you mean John Leslie?
I know you have to work with John Leslie. He once went to a party at our house.
Pippa
and
yes,
I used to live. Pippa and I
did.
Used to live together.
They were happy years, Vicky.
Those were happy years when John Leslie used to come to parties. But the radio royalty I was talking about is Pippa. She was the co-host to Mr. Alan Partridge.
I was
on
his
the
sidekick.
Television.
I was. It was fun.
Not as yourself. Like you.
No.
Pee.
Not as myself. That'd be ridiculous. Who'd get me to co-host as myself?
You were doing an acting. Pippa was doing some acting.
I was. I love doing a bit of acting. Yeah, I played Zoe, his sidekick on Mid Morning Matters for the last episode in
that
series.
So that was, what was it, like Norfolk Digital?
North Norfolk Digital. In fact, I was in Norfolk this weekend, Vicky, and my husband and
great.
I...
Great.
Listen, yeah, this is not going really anywhere. But
that's where we want to start. We want to talk about weekends in Norfolk.
No, but we were listening to the radio and right. I kept thinking of Alan Partridge because it was North Norfolk Radio, which is very close to North Norfolk Digital.
Great.
So you can see what they've done there.
Yeah. I was going to ask you how I compare to Alan Partridge, but I think you are giving us a cracking display yourself.
Well, you're keeping me in check, Vicky, and that is an important part of being the anchor, is not letting your co-host be a total dick.
Okay, I shall try. I may not succeed.
I'm going to be judging you for the next 3 hours, if that helps. Should I give you marks out of Partridge?
Marks out of Partridge?
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes, because they are the rules of improv.
Yeah.
But in my mind, it's going, no, please, no. This
always
is going to backfire quite badly. How's your week been, Pips?
It's been all right. How's yours been, Vix?
Mine's been very good. Last week, the listeners will know, because they were listening, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Listening last week is that after the show last week, I was going to a party.
Ooh.
That had Anthony Costa.
Ooh.
At it. So that was really good.
That's very
really
exciting.
Good. But, bit disappointed, I bottled it, and I didn't ask him about the time that he pissed on a cash point.
That is an epic fail, Vicky.
I know, but it was a charity launch, and I just felt like, and he was an ambassador for the charity, and I just didn't feel like it
low
was the
blow.
Yeah, I just felt like marching up going, Anthony Costa, hey. Remember that cash point?
We walk past that sometimes. But, you pissed on it.
Well, the thing is, every time I walk past that cash point, I go, that's the cash point.
Yeah,
that,
I've walked past it with you.
And I've gone, that's the cash point that Anthony Costa...
She's very fond of that cash point. She really does linger.
I wanted to have a blue plaque. I really do. I think out of every cash point, I don't think there's a cash point that I like more than the one that Anthony Costa pissed on.
Certainly none with more history.
I mean, that's the thing, right? You know, you have 16 top 10 hits. You work with Elton John. You work with Stevie Wonder, but you piss on one cash point.
Yeah, but it's in Charing Cross. I mean, that's a famous place in London. So
what road is it? It's just off St Martin's Lane, isn't it?
It is.
It's that road that connects the Strand. If you want to find
it's
it,
it's behind the Rymans.
It's behind the Rymans, and it's a Royal Mail cash point.
Yeah.
Just in case you want to see the actual.
If you too want to go there and take a picture of yourself standing next to the cash point, naming no names, but someone did that.
Well, Anthony, me? No, I didn't take a picture of myself
on
the cash point.
She walked past.
No, but the thing is, about what I love about the story is that what he was doing, the reason why it was so great, look it up, it's online, it's quite easily found. I've made sure of that. but what he did is that he put in the numbers, so he has like handlers, he wasn't holding his cock. So it's like flop his cock out, pee, and get money out with both hands.
Multitasking.
Exactly, it is multitasking.
Yeah.
And Anthony Costa, well done.
Well done, Anthony.
But,
well
but
done.
Boo to me for not having the bottle to ask him.
That is a shame, Vicky.
It is a shame.
That's
but
a shame.
I bet a lot of people do.
What, ask him
about
or bottle
the,
it?
No, ask him about the cash point. I bet he just is wall-to-wall cash point questions.
I'm not sure there's many people for whom that would be the first topic.
Pissing on a cash point.
Yeah.
Well, talking of... No, we're not going to talk about pissing on
that's
a cash point.
That's four out of Partridge.
Four out of Partridge. What, the cash point pissing
yeah,
chat
there's a
in
possible
general?
Five available.
Really?
Yeah.
What would that be?
You achieved four Partridges there for your obsession with cash point.
With Anthony Costas' yeah. cash point. Great. Well, last week, you weren't here, Pippa, right?
Oh,
but at the end of last week's show, my co-host last week was London.
Ah, yes.
And we were talking about booze.
The
we
big
were,
co-host.
Yeah, as in the person.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
lovely
yeah,
London.
Yeah. And we were talking about the percentages on booze, and it says 12% vol.
Yeah.
And she thought, at age 24, that meant voltage.
Wow.
She thought it was voltage, and she discovered that live on air.
What, that must have been a really special moment for you,
it was a great moment to have been part of that.
Oh, lovely. But this is the same London who takes eight sugars in her tea, isn't it?
It is the same London that takes eight sugars yeah. in her tea. Yeah. But I think there is something that we all discover and you go, what? Be it misheard lyrics.
Yeah.
I mean, I was about 18 when I found out that petrol wasn't brown.
Oh, my God.
And when I just assumed that petrol was brown, I'd never seen petrol. And
no.
Like when you see like diesel spills and oil spills,
they're black, aren't
it's
they?
It's black, brown, you know.
Yeah.
I thought petrol.
And how did you discover that, Vix?
I saw someone siphon some petrol out of their car. You know that thing where you want to get it out of your car and you suck on the end and
oh,
then the
God,
siphon.
Yeah.
But you don't drink petrol, but you suck with the siphoning.
Yeah.
And I saw it siphon out into a bucket and I was like, well, that's water. And they're like,
that's a bucket of water.
That's a bucket of petrol. And I was like, oh, it's clear.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. Because you don't look at a lot of petrol as a child.
No.
Most parents will discourage it.
Yeah, so what we want to know this week is what have you discovered as an adult? I mean, we've already had a load of tweets and texts in because
I tweeted
before the show. But it's when I put about the petrol, five people came forward to say that they didn't know that petrol wasn't brown.
There you go.
So I already, adults as well, I already blew people's minds.
I sort of think that's fair enough, actually, not knowing that one. I don't know that I've had that knowledge for a very long time.
What, of the...
About petrol. I mean, I can't remember a seminal moment in which I had a light bulb and realised petrol was clear, but I definitely don't remember always knowing it. So
yeah,
I think you're safe
exactly.
on that one.
So you've got Lauren Bevan on Facebook here. She says, I thought random was a place, i.e. winners will be drawn at random.
Oh, that's random.
Yeah, it is. one of my friend's mums used to think it was can't get a word in edgeware.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, as in the place.
Because everyone's really chatty or they're really silent either way.
It's like,
you just
it's
can't
like,
get any
you
words
just
there.
In edgeware, you just can't do it.
Yeah.
Which I think is really, really sweet. lots of people with misheard lyrics. One of mine is a misheard lyric. Is that when I didn't know again until I was 16. Is that, you know the song Let's Dance? Let's dance. You give me a blank face.
It's not ringing a huge bell.
It's quite famous.
Is it?
That one.
That makes more sort of generic rock and roll sense.
Well, I thought it was called The Les Dance.
Ah!
And it was a song about a specific type of dance invented by a man called Les.
Right, and not a sort of lady-on-lady show-off dance.
No. Not a lady-on-lady show-off dance. No, but a man called Les. It was called Les. Oh, the Les Dance. You should see Pepper's moves. They're quite
they're
something.
They're a little like Ricky Gervais in The Office, I'll be honest. They were a bit stolen.
Do you know what? You've got Partridge points now.
Yay!
Do you know what? I think we all have. I think I've just sang Let's Dance twice.
Yeah, with an underbite.
With an underbite. Look, my underbite is really attractive.
It's awesome.
Yeah. This is good. Someone, Claire Fleming here on Facebook, she says that dead people are transported in a Hertz. In a Hertz.
Like a Hertz. So you have to use Hertz. You can't use Europe car. Or budget or any of them.
Yeah.
So it's got to be Hertz.
Yeah. So that
for
you,
dead people.
Yeah. Hertz are the only people that transport the dead.
Wow.
Which I think is marvellous.
That's great.
I was going to try and segue into the next song.
There's no segue.
I don't think there is a segue. I mean, this is Rumble by Kellis, but it doesn't really have anything to do with driving with coffins. Oh my God. Kellis Did I say it right?
You did. The Kelly's. Emphasis very much on the second syllable of Khaleesi's name.
I mean, I think that's I think that's ideal, isn't it? When you announcing artists wrong.
Oh, I just had an email from her, Vicky. Actually, she doesn't want to come in for interview.
That's a bit
time.
Sad.
That's
I think
a
that's,
shame.
I think that's a bit rude. Really.
Yeah.
I mean, I only said her name wrong once,
yeah.
And then I corrected it over her singing.
You did, and you've corrected it.